Welcome to the Sunday Scoop, episode 20. This week I was pretty sick and quite busy with holidays, so this will be a pretty short episode. There's a few days that I was just dying. Yesterday I accidentally took a double dose of my meds, and that didn't really go under well, but I'm alive and that's what matters. But also yesterday, I uploaded my new EP to YouTube. It is quite short, but I'd say this is kind of the start of me regularly doing EPs or even albums, and there will be longer ones in the future. I don't expect there to be many shorter ones in the future, because it was 5 minutes total, but they're just experimental songs. They're kind of experimental songs with the goal of experimenting with more realistic sounds, I guess. Some of these sounds were real, either recording, they were all through recording. I played my cello. The snapping is me actually snapping. They were in lilac fields. I did play the guitar in the background. Not good at guitar, but I was like, oh, I could add this for a little flair. That was not me playing guitar in disarray, though. But I would like to learn it, because playing it sounds like it'd be fun and hurt my fingers really bad. The songs will be out on platforms next Friday on the 12th, but they are out on Bandcamp right now. Some people also recognized that there was basically some video game inspiration for the songs. Lilac Fields was meant to sound sort of like a track during a cutscene. Walk to Eternity was meant to sound like a dark ambient track, which was particularly inspired by Little Nightmares. And Disarray was kind of made with the idea of a boss fight taken in mind. I mean, they each had their own separate meanings, but that's just how I subconsciously decided this would make sense to do that. And many people in the comments of that video, and pretty much every video I make, talked about me making a game. So for context, if anyone wasn't here last week, yes, I have some experience with game development, and I am looking to make a game. Last week, I talked about a specific game prototype I was working on. It's an enjoyable concept, but every idea I kind of came up with was just way too big of a scope. And although I could make a small idea with it, I didn't want to because of the mechanic. I would enjoy it, I think, too much to want to make it so small. So I have come up with a new game idea that's relatively feasible, and I don't think it'll take an eternity to make. And it's an enjoyable concept for me to work on. In these next couple weeks, I'll be working on a prototype and proof of concept. I've already started working on it just because I have the idea visualized in my head. I'll be debating on how much I want to show as well to the public. I don't know, you know, on one hand, I'm like, I could just kind of show sneak peeks on like Twitter and YouTube and to Discord and everything. But I'm thinking like, what if I decide to move on from this idea? I don't want to set any false expectations. At the same time, I also don't want to, if people want like 100% surprise, I'd want to keep that kind of, I guess, not really spoiler-free, because it would just show, I wouldn't spoil the game, even if I decide, maybe I'll only show this to patrons, right? I wouldn't spoil the game regardless, but I do like the idea of hyping people up, and people just being able to see what's going on if they want to. We'll see kind of where the idea goes. I know I'll talk about it at the next Sunday Scoop, but apart from that, I did want to talk about how I have plans for some updates to the stream overlay. Especially with the fan art integration and the chat, but I kind of want to focus on fitting things into my theme better and having things functioning in the best way possible for the stream. I guess I can riff off some ideas. I want to make my shader less warbly and warped, which I guess I did just pull it from my first game, which was intentionally warbly and warped, but I want to make it just more, I guess, in theme of the video, is kind of pixelated and like keep the posterization and pixelation, but I don't know how I like that warpedness that I have in there. And I'd like to redo chat just kind of entirely so that messages can actually be longer, change the font so that they can be read, and just kind of reformat things. I don't know how exactly the design would be per se, but I want to make it so like you can say something longer than one line and it'll be displayed. I still want to make it so each individual chat message is a separate object, because then in the future I can make it so I can grab chat messages and like pull them out of chat, and I think that would be cool. I don't know when I do that. I would just make the new chat. I'm not going to do that whole interaction just yet. That'll take a while, but I like that idea. And then I'd also like to find a new way to implement fan art that and I hate to disappoint, but that doesn't involve the fridge. I want a way that integrates it into the stream as opposed to requiring me to remember to check it every time, but also a way that can kind of scatter it throughout the stream so that people who are just coming in can kind of see the fan art that's on display. And I just generally feel like that there are better ways to implement it. That, and I feel like a fridge doesn't necessarily fit the aesthetic of hyperspace. I guess you could argue that since there's a TV, why doesn't a fridge? I don't know. It's just kind of my gut feeling. I do like the idea of the fridge. And I also like the idea that someone had given me where you, actually a few people had mentioned it, where you kind of, throughout the stream, you do a redeem, put stuff in the fridge. At the end of the stream, you look into the fridge and see what's there. I do like the idea of having something to look forward to at the end of stream that's kind of built during the entire stream. So that will still be something that I do, but it might not be fridge themed. I'm not going to 100% confirm that I'm gonna eviscerate the fridge, but it is kind of something that I want to do, and I want a better way to implement it. I know we're moving quick here. I did say that this is going to be a short episode just because last week there was not a lot that I did. Holidays and me being sick, but we're moving on again. YouTube wise, I'm going to try to release two new videos this week, short animations or silly music. If I can't, then the second one will be released at early next week. And by then, I'll probably have time to do two that week. But yeah, just short animations and silly music, kind of like, I guess, mostly what people expect of me. That sounds bad, I guess. I'm not doing it because people expect it of me. I just kind of want to go back to making silly things like that. They bring me much joy. But also because I think the next Microsongs EP is a little overdue, and I need some more stuff to put in it. I'll likely still work on the stream overlay, but the work on it will be slow because I want to prioritize YouTube this week. Just these new videos. I wouldn't say I've been slacking YouTube. I've just had other stuff that I've needed to prioritize, or I've just done bigger things like Numbskull. And then the following week, I didn't upload something because Numbskull just took a lot out of me and I wanted to take a break. And there was another week in there that I missed. Every time I miss a week, I feel like something is going wrong. The world is ending, but it is not. We are okay. Everything is fine. But yeah, I just want to make some more little micro songs. I don't know. Will it just be more shrimp posting? Perhaps. Will it be something like go to sleep, stop procrastinating, and all that? Also, perhaps. Kind of just depends what I come up with. And we are about almost due, I'd say in two more videos, we are almost due for a new shrimp one. If I'm going to follow the same pattern of how many videos in between is this? 8, 9, 10, 11 videos in between. That's crazy. I make that many videos. Oh, no, wait, because these are three members videos. So, no, we're not almost due for a shrimp one, are we? I still need 6 more videos for a new shrimp video. I mean, I guess these are 3 months in between. Do I do a shrimp video every 3 months? I don't know. That would suck for the shrimp enjoyers. But either way, I do want to prioritize YouTube this week. So, but I'm also, I know for a fact that I'm going to get sidetracked with my game development project, which is why I'm putting the stream overlay just kind of on the burner for a little while. It'll still be worked on. I'll do things slowly, but I'm in my Notion, my whole productivity management system, I have the project kind of written out in there, and I'm going to just try and shrink it down to very, very small things so that I can complete it in a feasible amount of time without the project just constantly being there. Kind of doing that with some other projects as well, just because I noticed that fault in some of them. I make really big projects and I don't like do them in like versions or however I should do them, like sprints. I don't know. I'm figuring that all out and that should fully help. But I am going to end the recording of the Sunday Scoop here, and then we'll go in and we'll chat with the Discord for a little while. If you're interested in joining the Discord, it is in the description of this episode. And so check it out. But yeah, thanks for listening in, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.